episode 196.
Welcome to Dorktown, the podcast that shot first. Also the only podcast with teeth. I am Mikey. I am here in 2016 with, as always, Bells.
I am on the gray side.
Who's on the gray side? And producer Becky.
Hello.
We have returned.
Here to deal with the guys on yes. the
dark side. Well, start putting your money in now. Will Becky be awake by the end of the episode?
I don't know. I'll put some money in that she's
put
not.
Some money. You want to put $5 on you being asleep?
Mm-hmm.
But see, you can't do that because then you could just put yourself asleep and win your money.
How does that work?
So it's 2016. We took December off. Sorry.
Because we can do that.
Because we can.
And well, nobody can fucking tell us what to do.
This is
motherfucker. You don't sign my paychecks, listener, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maybe if you sent some money, I'd fucking do some more shows and talk to your shit. Listen to you. It should make you listen to my shit. But you know what? You're not paying me, motherfucker. So you know what? I was like, yeah, fuck you.
You could at least donate some beer to us. When you donate beer to the Perfect Pour, maybe you throw in and say, hey, give these to Becky and Bells. Maybe, you know, throw a little down, a little action down.
Pieces of shit.
And as always, going in our 11th year, but always yelling at the listener, you piece of shit.
Fucking piece of shit.
So thank you guys for hanging out with us and dealing with the, you know, whatever. December. Just get used to it. December, we take December off on Dorktown. This is how you last this long is sometimes you just. Gotta take
Merry breaks. Fucking Christmas, okay?
Hope you had a Merry Christmas. You got a problem with it?
No, you can't say anything. Any other podcasters out there, they can't say anything to us. They can't be like, oh, well, you guys can't do that. You can't tell us what to do. We're the fucking adults here.
We're the paterfamilias in the podcasting game.
We're the fucking in charge here, not you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll bitch slap you.
Mm.
We're bitch the slapped. Podcast that bitch slapped first.
Bitch yeah. slapped.
You hear that, John Lee Dumas?
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker.
We're going to hunger fuck your face.
Hunger fuck your face.
That's right.
John Lee Dumas might be listening.
Yes.
I trolled.
From Vegas, that show? He's married to Fergie?
No, I don't know who that is. Oh, no, that guy, that's one of Becky's boys.
Huh? What's happening?
from All My Children. Mary Fergie.
Fergie's penis.
Oh, Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel.
Fergie's penis.
No, John Lee Dumas, he's a podcast entrepreneur, and he's kind of, as always, as marketers do, fuck up things, and this past couple years, him, all the people he trains people to do a podcast. He has this whole course. It's this whole pyramid scheme.
What do you mean trains people to do a podcast?
That people sign up to go through his course, and he shows them this fucking, is how you do a podcast.
What do you? Oh, you mean this guy's like a cheese ball? Like, come, I'm going to show you how to sell product.
Right. I'm going to say,
your podcast can make money.
This motherfucker's like the sign.
He makes six figures every month from it.
He's going to make from his six podcast. Across his lips if I see him.
So I trolled him on
six
Twitter.
Across his lips.
I was drunk one night and trolled him on Twitter, and he actually replied. And he did it. He replied in the best way possible to a podcaster. He stroked my ego, basically, and just said, instead of like replying back to what I was saying, just replied back, oh, I'm listening to episode 194 right now. Oh, I got to tell my wife about this great show. And of course, I was like, instead of like, I was all ready for like a Twitter war. Then I'm like, it totally diffused me. I'm like, oh, gosh, golly, thanks for listening to my show.
Jerk off?
Yeah, and then I went and jerked off and went to bed.
So this guy claims to have listened to our show?
He did, because he was like trying to figure out, because at that last game we did, or actually, I don't think it was the last episode, it was the episode before. It was some game that I didn't explain very well. So if it were your first time listener, I'm sure you would have been like, what the hell are they doing? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. And if you're a last time listener, you're still wondering what the fuck are these guys talking about. It's nothing new.
But anyway, I just went off topic. So we're going to have we haven't gotten a chance to review Star Wars yet. We've been talking about Star Wars for 11 years. So God damn it, we need to review a new Star Wars movie, but we're going to do that later because I want to. There might be one or two people that haven't seen it yet. So we're going to save it to the end. So you can, if you don't want to be spoiled, you can shut it off. So wait to the end. We're going to do our Star Wars The Force Awakens review.
Yet. Not right now.
Yeah, not yet. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Sorry.
So later on, that's coming. And also, we're going to talk about a Poocifer show we saw.
A poop.
Oh, that was awesome.
Poocifer show. But right now, I'm going to throw out the best, my favorite things of 2015, and hopefully you guys have some things as well. The beers we're drinking right now, we've been drinking Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, this brand new beer camp series that they started a couple year or two ago.
Yeah.
And this one is a tropical IPA.
Yeah.
From their spring season. It's got a
2016 heavy, beer camp.
Heavy pot dank, as they say in the craft beer world, the indie beer world.
Kind of.
It's dank.
It kind of
is. It's
got
the pot flavoring.
It is. Kind of. Kind of.
Kind of. You like that one okay?
It's
pretty. Right. I'm pretty up there for Sierra Nevada.
It's kind of there.
Kind of there.
It kind of is, but I did cleanse my palate after that.
Yeah.
And tried something better.
Oh, okay. A City of the Sun from Modern Times.
Modern Times.
City of the Sun.
City of the Sun.
Is that a song you're making up right now, or is it another song?
Is that the Rhythm Mookie song? It's going to be the slogan on the back of one of their t-shirts. Uh-huh. You know, like, Tastes Like Wizards. It's going to be like, City of the Sun. There you go. Wraps around the shirt a few times.
You're welcome, Modern Times.
You're welcome. Write it in cursive.
Writing your cool cursive.
I don't even want money for it. I don't want royalties. I just want to pour me a beer. I'm good, bro.
Beer.
It's all good.
So, well, speaking of beer, let's start with this. My beer of the year. If you didn't hear in the proof report, Buku, Mother Earth's Buku IPA. Ooh. That was my beer, my go-to IPA this year. With a honorable mention of Tioga's Whitney XPA.
Oh.
Those two beers I enjoyed the most this past year. But what would you think, Bells? What was your go-to beer this year? Would you say was your favorite?
Well, you know what? I'm going to agree with you on the XPA because that is a beer that definitely stood out to me this year, the release of that. I mean, to take over something that was already there and make it way the fuck better. Mm. And they did an awesome job. It's a awesome pale ale. It really is. That's one of my ones that stood out to me. But the best beer I've had 2015 was the Kern River Brewing's Citra.
Oh, was that?
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
it was.
Oh my God.
Citra was the best beer I had.
It's good. It's good.
And I've had some good beers.
We got hella disappointed by the Beechwoods.
We're disappointed by the Citraholic.
Citraholic, dude. We got
didn't live up to the glory.
Nope. The first time we had it.
Nope. But Citra has stepped up to the plate twice now and fucking like delivered a Kirk Gibson fucking grand slam in the fucking World Series is what it's done.
Better than Pliny, huh?
Yeah, it is.
We've had a we've been Pliny dry for a while.
I think Pliny's kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say gone down. quality, I no. guess.
It's there's just kinda, there's so
just
many
getting over it.
There's so many beers out there that are there doing interesting stuff, and it's just there, tough.
There's always going to be the most important spot in my beer palate is going to be Pliny, because that's the number one.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It's the Ramses of my beer, okay? And you know what? Ramses is the number one.
Yeah.
If anybody knows Nacho Libre, you know, Pliny is the Ramses.
So, Becky, I know what it is, but let's officially say your beer of the year.
Well, I always drink Rogue Hazelnut, but
I do have one. I do have one that did sneak in there, though, for the end.
Sorry,
I'm
Bowser.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I do have... one that just snuck up on me like within the last week and a half. And that was El Segundo's Citra Pale Ale.
Oh, where did you get, where?
Did what?
You get that from here? Where'd you get that?
Where did I get that?
Yeah.
Fig Tree.
They had the Citra? You had the Citra?
Well, they did because I came in and I bought every single bottle of it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yes, I did.
Because I seen they had the red this
right,
week.
Right, they
I've
did.
Never seen them have something else.
They had... Let's see. We had the Citra Pale Ale, the Mayberry IPA.
Oh man, he had the Mayberry too,
and the Black Tar.
What did I not see?
And
that?
The Black Tar IPA, which was a black IPA.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's Black Tar Real.
Okay,
I actually have a couple of bottles at the
place.
At this place.
This place.
But I don't have the key to get there right now.
That's all right.
But the El Segundo. Did you know? You haven't tried that?
I've tried the Citra, but I didn't. The fact that it's here and at Fig Tree, that's what I'm blown away by.
It's on an end cap. It's not even refrigerated.
Right. That's what he had the red as. But
yeah, that's it. Yeah. Before it was it was Citra, and I bought them all out. Like I said,
you bastard.
I gave them away too. It was Christmas gifts and stuff, and I consumed a few. But the Citra Pale Ale was phenomenal.
Man, this is the first time I'm hearing about those.
Oh, and a very honorable mention to, I'd like to also put in Grunion as badass fucking
before
drink.
Before buyout.
Before, but I don't care if buyout or not.
I know.
I don't give a shit.
But yeah,
I'll tell you what right now, the Enjoy
really
Buys,
I drank
the last of my Enjoy Buys that I bought when they first came out, and they tasted just as fucking good as they did the day it came out.
You think so?
Yep.
Enjoy Buys are hit and miss anymore.
I'm sorry.
You're thinking of something else.
Born Yesterdays.
Oh, the Born Yesterdays. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Enjoy Buys suck.
Oh.
I'm not talking about Stone. Stone sucks.
No.
Yes.
Stone is all over the place.
Yeah, but they're not good.
They're good generally.
And they don't have
not
anything.
Everything.
They don't have anything I like.
They throw a lot of stuff at you.
They don't got nothing I like.
Whoa. Okay.
They haven't thrown anything that I've cared for yet.
Okay. Have you had that Thunderstruck IPA?
Fuck no. Well,
it's old now. Never mind, but it was good.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it, Mike?
Yep, it's too late now.
If it was that good, they'd still be making it. So
some things
whatever,
are one-offs.
Man.
Some things are seasonal,
whatever,
bro.
Dude. One-offs.
Producer Becky. So Rogue Hazelnut.
Mm-hmm.
That's your go-to. But what you had something else?
I like that Ben and Jerry's replica, that like deal they have. Where
The brown
Ben and Jerry's made a beer ice cream.
The salted caramel brownie.
Yes. Yeah, and the beer ice cream that Belgium?
Yeah, the New Belgium.
New Belgium made, That's
really good. Yeah, that one was, it was really mellow. Like it was, you're expecting a lot of flavors, and it was
you're
like
expecting
pretty
really sweet.
It was
and you
pretty
don't.
Brown, pretty plain brown.
Yeah, that's what I like about it. That's what I like though. I don't like really sweet, and I don't like really intense flavor. I just like a nice mellow, like hints of flavor, nice nutty background. Don't say anything.
Not saying anything.
That's what you said. It said back and ground.
Nutty.
They're like children, I tell you.
What?
I mean, I don't even know.
Yes, you are around children.
Yes.
So, that's good.
Good.
Well,
how many times has Mike touched your boot today?
And then.
That was real.
How many times?
That was a real huff right there. Not as many.
I don't even get.
Oh, not as man, big as I want to.
I just get swatted now, dude. I just get swatted.
Me too.
I think we just lost all everything. We just lost power. Are we off? Check. Are we off air? Did you just take me off the air?
Are we off the air?
Did Pig Vomit just take me off the air?
Did Pig Vomit just take me off the air? All right. I'm having mic problems, so I'm just... Sorry, everyone. I'm not going to edit this out. I hate it when people... They edit... A podcast is overly edited. It's just like, what are you doing? This isn't radio, bro.
Because I don't want to hear
this. Yeah, fuck it, man.
No, some things you want to hear.
Balls out, brother.
There's a fine line between... Like over edited and like giving a little bit of rawness in there. Not sometimes it gets a little too much, but there's an art to editing a podcast.
These are fucking phenomenal, by the way.
Yeah.
Bells and producer Becky are breaking one of the rules of podcasting and eating on air.
All right.
Every single time.
First of all, the rules of podcasting are. There are no rules.
All right. That, podcast. All right. I agree
so I don't
with that.
Give a fuck, man. You
I think that's
to
the
me?
Way it used to be, but you at least have to sound good now. Back in the day, you didn't have to sound good, but now you have to at least sound decent, at least not annoying.
Back in the day when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
That's really the only rule
I
now.
I
was a kid again back in the
but
day when I was young,
don't give a
not
fuck.
A kid anymore. But
badger don't give
I
a
wish
fuck.
That I was just a kid again.
Oh, I like that.
It's a badass song.
Yeah.
Remember that song? You know though, which one I'm talking about?
No. When right, I was a little Negro.
Speaking of podcasting,
it's a badass song, dude.
I want to. It's a badass song, bro.
Fuck yeah! Dude.
I want to talk about some of my favorite shit. Podcasts of the year, what? The ones I listen to every time they come out. Podcaster. I listen to a lot of podcasts on podcasting. Mm-hmm. Podcasters Roundtable.
Yep.
Is very good. They get you a regular group of podcasters, plus they usually have a special guest or two talking about it. They have a podcasting topic and they talk about that for an hour.
Sounds great.
Yeah, I love it actually. School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson. He's been around as long as we've been around, but doing it the same amount of time as Dorktown has been.
How much money has he made?
I don't think he makes that much. Like he's just a very real he's not an entrepreneur guy. He's a musician and podcaster, and he's not fake like a John Lee Dumas or something. He does it for the reals. Podcast Talent Coach is good. That's come up in the past couple of years. Star Wars podcast I listen to. The Star Wars Minute is back, which they take a Star Wars movie and they do it. Frame or minute by minute, an episode, 1 minute of a Star Wars movie is a whole episode, and they break down that whole minute, and it's a daily podcast.
No.
They were gone for a while, I think, but now they're back and they're doing Phantom Menace right now. I'm freaking loving it. It's a daily show. It's usually like 30, 45 minutes. They spend 30 or 45 minutes on 1 minute of a Star Wars movie. So it's just, I've been loving that lately. Rebel Force Radio, that's been around forever. I actually liked that show before even in the dark times when nobody cared about Star Wars. That was probably my favorite time listening to that show. Now that everyone's back with Star Wars again, it's not as exciting, but still good. And full of Sith, except with Bobby Roberts. Bobby Roberts is just too pretentious, and I think he's leaving the show, which I'm super glad about, but... And then there's this song. I'm still going to go. Ears Up Podcast. It's a Disneyland podcast. Best Disneyland podcast there is. The Two Beer Podcast that I always listen to, other than The Perfect Four, 3B Zine, and SD Beer Talk. Walking Dead podcast, Watching Dead from Bald Move, Watching Dead, and their Game of Thrones podcast. God damn it! You realize I could turn your mic down. All right. And then, of course, our indie favorites, Verna Cass and Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. And then there's just a crap ton more, but those are just ones I wanted to mention as best ofs. Okay, Becky, did you have a podcast other than Marin? That's illegal. But speaking of, that's completely illegal what you're doing right now. We can't legally play that music.
Shit. iTunes is sampling it for me. It's a sample.
Yeah, it seems like that would be okay, but it's not. As long as nobody calls us in.
These guys should be happy I'm playing their fucking song.
They should. That's the way it should work. All the stuff that you're not supposed to play, it's on YouTube. I don't understand why we can't just play any music, because YouTube has everything. They're not pulling shit off YouTube that really.
It's a pretty badass song, actually.
Serial's back, but it's not keeping my attention. But
yeah, Serial's kind of lame now.
But no, I'm like hoping it'll pick up. It's starting to like come around, but I can see how the older...
See how hard it is, Serial?
I see how the older episodes last season are more interesting because it was kids and they were talking and it was more relatable. This is kind of like building up from a weird point of view. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have a podcast for 2015.
Yeah, you don't listen.
No. No, I don't. The only one I listen to is whatever we listen to when we're driving in the car.
Whenever one I make you listen to. Yep. Which is usually ours.
Yep. Otherwise, too bad.
Too bad.
That's what you get.
What else, Becky? Were you listening to anything else right now?
Oh, stuff I missed in history class. I listened to that all the time.
I get why you're listening to that. I've never listened to that one, but...
And then stuff your mom...
Stuff your mom should have told you or some shit. Yeah, I know this one.
That one I'd listened to like in bits and pieces, but they're doing like a thing where they're going back and redoing some of their old episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what we should do.
It's kind of interesting.
All right. Well,
relive our old episodes?
Yeah, just like
when we were funny.
Well, like try and do them again. Like as if the old episode was a script, and then
but whatever I can get through basically really fast at work when no one's looking at
you. Listen, do you listen in real? Do you listen in the normal?
Flowing.
Flowing with Famous.
Flowing's my favorite.
Flowing with Famous. Do you listen?
Never listened to it.
Yeah, you've never listened to it, and yet every time, every chance you get, you're like, I never get invited onto that show.
Maybe if you invited me, I'd listen to it. So fuck you. Think about that.
All right.
Huh? Josh?
Think about it.
How about that fucking judocon fucking stick fighting motherfucker? Badass. Huh? Black belt?
I don't think you should challenge him.
Let me tell you something.
I don't think you should challenge a black belt.
Josh?
Yes, sensei.
I punch my own holes in my belt.
Oh.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Does that mean
your waistline gets bigger and you have to punch holes in? This cable is fucking up.
Could mean so.
Michael is having penis problems right now.
I'm just jealous of Josh, that's all. And he loves me, and I love him too, but it's just, fuck, man, he's just perfect. That's what kills me. And he sings. He sings like he doesn't have to go to karaoke to sing. He gets to go places and they'll tell him to sing. I don't get that. They don't tell me to do that.
That's buzzing, Mark.
But still, Josh, you still don't invite me on your show, so whatever. Fuck you. Clovis rules. Fuck you, Fresno. Suck it. Fuck you guys. I'm going to show up with nunchucks one day. I'm not going to do anything with them. I'm just going to show up with them.
What about if I show up with them?
Be badass.
Damn it. There's a fuck. Damn. Keep going, because I'm
there's a fuck, you said?
I'm keeping it raw.
Are you?
Keeping it raw.
God. Let's talk shit about Mike, Becky. Raw. Let's go on a Mike rant.
Okay.
Go for a Mike rant
Tell me what was the thing that pissed you off the most about Mike this month?
Oh, my God.
Tell me, what stupid fucking thing did this dipshit do this month?
I don't choose to repeat it.
No? There's so many things.
Okay, I'm back. What was the second? Just tell us the part. Just tell us the ones where he was clothed.
So,
tell us the ones where he hadn't shit himself. Apparently, there's no fucking stories left.
They're all just too.
Never mind, Becky. Tell us how much. How was your December?
My December's been good.
That's great.
I've been, you know, living life.
Mikey's just a shit fuck.
So anyway, we're here. I'm back. I've got a real mic again. Top fast food. I'm not proud of this, but I have to admit them. The two places I ate at the most this
Fancy
year.
Fancy Burger.
Yes.
Carl's Jr. and Fancy Jack Burger. In the Box.
Fancy Burger.
Carl's Jr. and Jack in the Box for me.
Thank you. Welcome to Fancy Burger. Can I take your order, please? Welcome to Fancy Burger.
That's offensive.
You want to Fancy
it's
Burger?
Me and Ed's fast
food. Is that politically incorrect?
Yes, that's politically
incorrect. I'm going to
shit. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God.
I did me and Ed's and Fancy Burger.
Fancy Burger.
I like Fancy Burger.
There's nothing fancy about Fancy Burger, right?
It's good, man. It's like triangle. Tastes like
is
triangle.
Is it as good as
good
triangle?
Ice yeah, dude. Fries.
They got the
crinkle,
same ice.
Crinkle fries and fucking char-grilled burgers. It's
and
good.
Good ice. Gotcha.
I have yet to go in there.
I get jalapeno.
You have not tried it?
I get the baby burger, which is
no,
like
a brother.
I don't want to run into Becky in there.
And then a jalapeno.
Don't worry about it, dog.
Huh?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Just sit on the other side, man.
Yeah.
Just sit on the other side.
I don't want to ruin Becky's lunch.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Hi.
I mean, you know how ruined Becky's lunch would be if I was there? She'd be like, oh, God damn it. Mike's here.
I'm in girl world at work.
She'd be like, this is my time. This is my time.
This is my fucking time, God. Man.
The scary thing, the scary thing about
I
it
see
is
you
that
at home. What the fuck? All
Jack's and Fancy Burger and
places.
Off
I
limits.
Fucking, yeah, I totally visualize this too. I see it. I don't know, fast food. I think my fast food for 2015, my go-to was Taco Bell.
Yeah.
For 2015.
I was down on Taco Bell this year. I didn't do nearly as much.
My Taco Bell intake is not very much, but 2015, it was more increase of that and less of burger things.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to give a 2015 the best burger place for me, a restaurant. I'll have to say is House of Juju.
Ooh. Oh, it's like
so that's my
thing.
I don't give a fuck, Mike, you stupid ass.
We don't promote
Stop
Columbus.
Being so fucking racist, man.
Burger places.
Fuck, dude. White bread. You don't see me being racist, Columbus. Right? I'm never racist. I hate
I'm
everybody.
Never racist.
I hate everybody.
I
you hate
America
all.
Burger.
If I hate you already, then I can't be racist. I ain't racist if I hate you already, boy. I never had a chance to like you, so I...
Yes, Becky?
Nothing. I'm not going to repeat it. I was about to, and I probably shouldn't have said
so. Oh.
We can talk about testicles.
It wasn't going to be sexual.
You're talking about Mike's moose knuckle?
Family members getting in the fight, getting a fight with a manager of Sequoia.
Oh, yeah. Sequoias. TV shows this past year, Walking Dead for me, Game of Thrones, Homeland, Portlandia, Gotham, Mark Maron. Those are my shows this year.
I'm gonna say Game of Thrones and Walking Dead.
Yeah, I started getting Becky into Walking Dead finally.
I've been making fun of it forever, and it is still ridiculous sometimes. You just do, like, hands.
Well, yeah, you do have to.
Hands.
Mine
hands.
Was being that I have now disconnected from.
Oh, you're a cord cutter?
Oh, I cut the cord.
I cut it.
I did, and we've discussed this in previous
podcasts.
I did Breaking Bad this year.
Yeah.
And I did Arrested Development this year.
Yes, good job.
Those were good. I enjoyed those.
Yes.
Right now, my go-to is Holiday Fireplace.
Tough.
Good. That's
I had to think for a minute. Like, we use that this year.
Fuck yeah, you do. I use it every night. I put that motherfucker on and I just fall asleep on the sofa looking at this fucking fire. I love it, man.
Looking at your TV screen, the fake fire. God,
fuck yeah.
No, this year was cool. They had one with a dog and the cat. Did you see that one?
No.
They had one. It was a fire, active fireplace, but they had this little dog and a cat. Okay. And they each had their beds in front of the fireplace, and it was just like a live cam of them. And I don't
sleeping,
know if
and then they got up, and then they started
was just like, but it was like sometimes they weren't there. Sometimes they like walked off camera, but then once in a while they walked back on. So you like had drama to watch. You're like watching the fireplace, but then you're like, where's the cat? Where's the dog? Oh, there's a dog. Oh, there's a dog. Oh, look at him. He's sniffing something. And then he'd walk off, and then the cat would come back and lay down. I don't think
I get too excited about that.
Oh, it was intense TV.
It made Michael's Christmas.
Yeah, made my Christmas. Wow.
Christmas morning was made.
So you sit there and watch the Puppy Bowl then?
No. I didn't really watch it. But, you know, as you're doing stuff, you kind of look up and you're like, oh, where's the Westminster
Dog Show?
I don't. I have watched it, but I don't sit and watch it.
You don't?
No.
You TiVo it?
No.
What do you do?
It's
Fresno Bee or something.
That's another one to have good background thing to have on. I'm a big background TV watcher.
Is that so?
Is that so? This year was my year of just searching for the ultimate salsa. Just chips and salsa. That has been my snack this year. Mm-hmm. Chips and salsa. Trying to find something better than Bobby Sal's as far as store brand salsas, and I still have yet to do it.
Yeah. Chevy's is my favorite salsa.
Oh, Chevy's is good salsa, but you got to go to Chevy's for it.
But you got to go to Chevy's.
Can I tell you the worst of 2015 restaurant?
Yeah.
I just tried this like recently. I'd like to go ahead and just say it's crap. And if the restaurant is still open within 2 months, I'd be surprised. Sabor. XX.
Sabor.
Off the Fig Garden Loop.
Oh. Huh?
Batter Up used to be.
Yeah.
Shopping center.
Back in the corner there.
That Mexican place?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? It's not good.
Shit. Complete crap.
That
was the shittiest food I've eaten in a long time.
Wow. And that's saying, yeah, you cannot have bad Mexican food in Fresno.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You
can go there and have it.
You can't. Like, that's what they should sell.
And be overcharged for it.
Wow.
And sit there and go, there's a reason why there's only like four people in this restaurant.
Well, good tip. Good tip for locals.
Yeah.
It needs to
burn down.
It's burn. I would say
I would add a better meal at Taco Bell.
Going on feeding off of that, my biggest disappointment this year,
Star Wars
Battlefront, not made for PS3, only made for PS4.
He was very disappointed. I mean, well, that guy's
but then they came out with the package. For what? $300, you get the PS4 with Battlefront.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fucking cool.
Which they were giving away at my work at our Christmas party. They were doing a raffle. And that was putting all my energy into that. I won a couple boxes of fruit. But not that.
That's just as good.
Yeah. That was very nice.
Pretty much the same thing. You should have asked the person that won the PS4. Like,
it's probably even better.
You want to trade?
I've got fruit. Right.
Another beer. This one, Becky might want to be involved in because it is from Kern River in Kern County.
Okay. What kind is it?
I enjoyed the hell
It's a winter ale.
Not an IPA.
It is not an IPA.
Oh, yeah. I like some.
It's a winter ale.
You Napolitano brothers, I drank your beer. I drank your City of the Sun.
Nicholas, don't say anything.
I drank it. And you cannot stop me.
We share a fridge with the perfect pour, so.
You don't shish. I just come in and drink your shit.
Pouring a...
Hoppy and juicy. It was delicious.
That's good.
I enjoyed this.
Oh, it's lighter than I was expecting.
What is this called now?
It looks like an amber. It's a winter ale. Usually it's got a little spice.
Like potpourri or something, some shit.
Christmas ale.
Like something I'd smell at like Kirkland's or some fucking bullshit furniture fucks. Place.
Try
some
it, bro.
Fucked up ass place.
For us personally, our most downloaded show this year was our 10-year anniversary pool party. That was number one download. Number one sexy time. I'm pretty sure because it has pool party in the title.
Oh, yeah.
Highlight of the year, meeting fellow podcaster Mark Maron.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that happened this year, Bexers.
Becky popped a girl boner.
I did a little
bit. She felt up on Mark Maron.
I had to control myself on the streets of San Francisco.
I assume that Mark Maron had a semi because as much as Becky stroked him,
she dry humped him.
His shoulder and arm.
I did not.
I'm having fun with you. It was
wrapped
it was fun.
Around his leg, both her leg, like a spider fucking monkey.
I did.
We briefly met Mark Maron. Those who miss the show,
fucking dry humping like a chihuahua in heat.
Yep. We saw Mark Maron on the sidewalk on the streets a couple hours before one of his comedy shows in San Francisco, and we got to briefly meet him for a couple minutes and. Tell him we're fellow podcasters. And he was like, oh, cool. And Becky, you know, stroked his arm and said stuff to him and was on cloud nine the rest of the weekend.
What kind of stuff did you say to him, Becky?
Where?
I don't know. She whispered something in his ear. Yeah. I don't know. She won't tell me what
she said.
Tell
him what room you're staying in?
Tell him
what you do to him.
I'm married.
She just goes and whispers in his ear.
Did you tell him you wanted to help eliminate your husband so you guys could hook up?
If you could get him out of here, we could go hook up. If you help me get rid of this guy, we can do it. I'll touch your penis. Enough said. Then Dean Del Rey says, "Hey, come here, man.
I like Let's angry go. People." He does it for me in the angry department.
I need to start getting more angry. The thing I hated the most is just been a recent thing is the kids bot. If you have a child right now that watches Nickelodeon or whatever, Nick Jr., like Kids Bop. Oh my God, those
creepy,
those freaking little teenagers that sing the Kids Bop songs. If you don't know Kids Bop, it's like they have these young Disney style kids that sing like the popular pop songs of now.
They are, but they take the songs that have questionable lyrics and change the words.
They're supposed to be like these sexual songs, and then they're like these 13-year-olds singing.
They become 13-year-olds.
And they're like smiling during all the songs, like these fakes. Oh my God, I just hate it so much.
You know, like instead of the shut up and dance, it's like get up and dance with me. These fuckers are my destiny.
And we specifically tell our daughter, like, you do not like this, right? And she's like, yeah, I don't like it. No, you cannot like this.
You know,
and she's like, yes, I will not like this.
You know she does, though.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't. She said, I think it's fake.
Oh, my kid likes her
songs.
Or
did I say that?
She likes her pop songs. She likes her stuff, but then she likes some of the old school stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
She likes some rock. She has an eclectic mix of movies.
Oh. I just watched Empire Strikes Back with my daughter on New Year's Eve. That was my New Year's Eve.
Mine wanted to fall asleep.
It was pretty awesome.
Mine wanted to fall asleep to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah.
Daddy, let's watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That's not how this fucking talks. That's
dead on, dude. What
the fuck's wrong with you?
Dead on. And one more.
Bang bang, you fucking wanker.
One more for 2015.
Oh, fucking shit on you, you fucking shite.
One more for 2015. Show of the year, Van Halen at the Hollywood Bowl.
No.
No.
You think Pucifer was a bigger show than
that? Well, if we're going to like talk about the ones we all went together, sure.
Yeah, we saw Pucifer since the last episode.
I saw Chris Cornell, too.
In Fresno.
Oakland.
Chris Cornell was not better than the Van Halen show. Yeah, he
was.
Come on.
He was.
Oh, my God.
I enjoyed that one.
Oh, my God.
Van Halen, it was a good show. It was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
It was the best Van Halen show that I've seen. Okay. And I've seen them too many times. And it was the one that I'm finally got to, that I wanted to see. You know what I mean? They finally stopped with the bullshit shtick for the most part and kind of got a little bit real, and it was good. Mm-hmm. And it was all the old songs, you know, it was all DLR. I like that. Yeah. So I enjoyed that. But the intimacy that I had with fucking the Pucifer concert, I'm sitting like six rows away from
that was fun.
This badass show and this cool setup and these fucking luchadors and this wrestling ring and Maynard and this chick and this other chick, and she doesn't have a bra on and she's playing keyboards and her nipples are hard. Fuck yeah. Sweet Jesus. I saw that shit. And you
that
know,
was
you
a
got
cool
the,
show.
You got the bassist from Ministry just ripping it up, and the guitarist is amazing. It was an awesome show.
And the drummer was from
2015 album of the year is Pucifer's fucking Money Shot.
Whoa.
For me.
You got to be in a different state of mind for that music to just sit there. You don't just sit there and pop it on your commute, you know. That Pucifer stuff. It was a great show, though.
What the fuck do you listen to? Like,
shut up and you listen to your Disney kids pop
then? Yeah. I've been.
That's when he pops it in his eye. I do like it.
I like to listen to like this metal without vocals to like for editing and that kind of stuff, like for doing stuff. It's just nice to listen to. I haven't listened to a lot of music this year.
Oh.
This year was a bad music listening. Becky did not like that. I just had the winter ale. You just having problems. Was it too hoppy?
Terrible.
What's happening?
Terrible. Yes. Yes.
It says winter ale. I did not think it would be hoppy.
Yeah, actually, it's not bad. So if I
like it, you'd be like, it is kind of hoppy, huh? Mm.
Oh, it's hoppy. Mm. Right?
Wow. That is crazy.
It's good beer.
I don't taste any winter ale in there at all. It's just like an IPA. Sorry, Becky. Sorry, Bexters. I did not know that. I apologize. That was supposed to be winter ales are supposed to be.
It's got two hops sitting right under ale, Mike.
Hops on the front of the bottle.
I didn't,
all over the front of the bottle.
Come on, you still gotta have hops even in a winter beer. But sorry. So that was 2015. A promise will be better in 2016.
There's no story. There's nothing written on here.
Nope. Just drink it.
Doesn't even tell you the percentage.
Let's listen to a little bit of Pucifer. Let's listen to a little Pucifer in our music break.
And I thought this was illegal, Mike.
Okay, it is, but nobody's stopping anybody. So.
Maynard would not sue
this
us.
Show may have to be stopped. Maynard would be cool, right?
Maynard would.
We wouldn't care.
Me. Yeah, right.
Dude, we're just promoting.
Yeah.
Yes,
let's come back. We'll be back.
All that racket from your lips are flapping.
The drummer from A Perfect Circle.
Perfect Circle.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's awesome.
Oh my God, he was amazing.
He didn't stop.
He was so badass. That was such a cool show.
It was, and that's a Pucifer, man. Go see him. You can't see him anymore. Tool's going to be out with some new stuff this year.
I hope.
That's going to be, ooh. Yeah, I'll bet they'll come to Fresno. We caught one of the last Pucifer shows.
Nice.
Okay, I think it might be time to review the event, the Star Wars movie. So if you're ready.
Good for you.
If you have not seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens yet, and you don't want to be spoiled, now is the time to check out. Thanks for listening to Dorktown, episode 196.
This is your disclaimer.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you after you see the Star Wars, because you're about to get spoiled. It's been a few weeks, so come on, man. You haven't seen it yet. What the hell? You gotta be okay with getting spoiled.
That's the Star Wars music.
We saw on the opening weekend, I was with Bells and Trent of Get Off My Podcast, the Harrison Ford podcast. We there's actually some audio of that with Bells in the Force Awakens episode of Get Off My Podcast. So if you want to check that out. I also saw it with Becky on opening night.
Greatest theme ever composed.
Dun da 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 dun 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 da 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 dun dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun. Becky's pissed. So, guys,
you know what's good, Becky.
So generally, everyone liked it, right?
Yes.
No. I mean, yeah, it was all right. Yeah.
Oh. It was a great, fun film.
It was a reboot,
but it was not incredibly original.
No,
it was definitely a playoff of A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back, and a little bit of Jedi.
Ending sucked.
Ooh, you did not like the ending.
No, that's stupid.
No, are you talking about Han? Or are you talking about just
talking about the ending of the
movie? Oh, Luke
with, you know, Luke and Rey just sitting there, and she's just staring, holding out this fucking lightsaber, and he's just standing there. Fuck you doing standing out there, first of all.
That okay? was the Jedi Temple. He was, that was his place.
I think Yoda's there with him.
Yoda's in spirit.
Yoda's dead.
Yoda's dead. But no, I didn't really catch it in the first viewing, but in the second, third,
Someone said there's a grave there.
No,
she's standing next to a grave.
When she's walking up,
that makes sense.
Well, as she's walking up, about
it's
halfway,
it's Keith Richards' grave. He finally died.
Finally died
in a galaxy far, far away.
And Luke was just there to, because he couldn't believe it.
Yeah, he's just like, I gotta.
Keith
stay.
Richards died.
He's
like, no, he didn't.
He's like, I gotta see this.
He's the original Jedi Master.
Yeah, that's actually Earth. They actually went to Earth. This is Earth. Nobody's saying this, but.
I don't know, man.
When she's walking up, at some point she walks through a little living quarters. You don't really catch it. I didn't catch it the first time, but the second time she actually walks through some living quarters. So you see that Luke actually lives up there. It seemed kind of ridiculous at first. Like, why is he just standing up there in the middle of this little island? You know,
the funny thing about it is, like, he's standing up there and he's looking away.
And he's just checking out the ocean, bro.
You seriously did not notice the Millennium Falcon just fucking swoop in over the ocean park?
He's not going to come down and say, hey, guys, great to see you.
I think it would have been
just dramatic.
Fucking awesome if right at the end where Rey is holding out the lightsaber, he just uses the Force and takes the lightsaber back down to the Millennium Falcon and says, go get it again, bitch.
His fucks with her.
Go get it, bitch.
Go get it.
You want to be a Jedi? Go get it, bitch. Tell Chewie, where's my fucking moonshine?
He better have bought some moonshine.
Where the fuck's R2?
Where the fuck's Han? What did you guys do with Han?
I don't care about fucking Han. Where's R2? He's my sex doll. I need him.
I haven't had him.
I'm a Jedi. I haven't fucked.
I need
to
release.
He's my electronic fucking...
There's a special hole in him.
He has a whole threesome thing drama going on with C-3PO, so.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like
his boy, R2's boyfriend, C-3PO. And then
what did you think of Princess Leia's face?
How it was move? Yeah, how it was plastered on. It's funny how like I love Carrie Fisher. I love Princess Leia. I love Carrie Fisher. But obviously, she had work done at some point in her life because she can't move her face properly.
That's okay.
But she's recently coming out as like very, saying stuff about beauty and like how women concentrate on beauty in old age and Hollywood concentrated on beauty so much. At the same time, where she's had all kinds of plastic surgery, bad plastic surgery,
like Suzanne Summers when she said, "Like I never did plastic surgery, or all my my stomach is because of my fucking ab roller machines that I fucking promote."
Oh, no, that thigh thing,
the thigh master, and all thigh that master. Shit. And then later on, she's like, "Oh no, never mind. No, I did get plastic surgery.
I'm finding a
you think I look like this using a thigh master?
Yeah,
huh?" You think for $19.95 I'm going to look like this?
No way.
You stupids.
What did you say, Bexter?
I said I'm going to look for the Thigh Master for my white elephant gift next year.
That is a solid white elephant gift.
So I did have some disappointed moments with with Star Wars.
What was
I think Finn, he's useless. I think that Kylo Ren should have killed him. I do not like the fact that all of a sudden Rey is sitting there captive, turns to a stormtrooper and says, "You're going to undo these restraints, open the door, and walk out."
Which was actual Daniel Craig 007 James Bond. That was James Bond in that.
That's fucking great, Mike.
just to let you know, that was Daniel
Craig.
Out
of nowhere, the Jedi mind trick.
That was kind of ridiculous that she would know the Jedi mind trick. It was fun to watch, but also silly.
Some would have said maybe Kylo Ren should have waited a little bit longer, maybe the next movie, to remove his mask. Because his face made him look like a pussy.
I love him though. He
didn't look like himself though. Like when Adam Driver's got a very distinct look, and you could tell it was him, but he also looked very different.
He had a nice poofy hair.
Was it just the hair?
Maybe.
I
think he's the only really good thing about girls. Like, the only thing I love about girls is him.
He's nuts.
I thought he was really awesome. I loved him in this. It was...
I liked him.
But I kind of like that. I never heard about that. I kind of like that, having him not reveal his face the whole movie and like wait till episode 8. Like, even though we know it's him.
It shouldn't be
revealed. I kind of like that. But no, that was a good scene, although it went kind of uncomfortably long where, you know, he takes a mask off and then they're force battling.
If he was going to do that.
Force battling with Rey.
He shouldn't have taken it off until he faces Han.
Yeah, he had to have taken it off then. You're right.
Then you take it off.
You had to have taken it. That would have been, that would have been the best. Like, that would have been the first time he takes it off. That would have been better.
A couple of things that bothered me, and a couple of things that really didn't bother me. All of a sudden, you've got Finn and Rey. And these motherfuckers pick up a lightsaber for the first time. And they know how to use it.
It's the Force.
Okay, no, it's not.
Well, Rey is strong.
Shut up, Mike. Shut the fuck up. Stop taking over every goddamn conversation. I'm talking right now. Shut the fuck up.
All right, I'll try.
For the fuck's sake, dude. People are sick of hearing your shit. Back the fuck away from the microphone. You dry hump the fucking mic every goddamn time. You sound like you're goddamn sucking cock on it.
You interrupt
us. Shut the fuck up for a minute. Fuck, dude.
I'm not saying anything.
You fucking make people forget what the fuck they want to say. And now I forgot what I want to fucking say. You see? Fucking dick. What was I talking about now?
You were talking about them with the Force and how like they just picked
Luke up Skywalker. The fucking Jedi Master. Luke fucking Skywalker.
Yeah, we get that. Yeah.
Not a fucking African-American dude, stormtrooper. Not some bitch peasant fucking scrap herder off of Jakku.
I think she's somebody's daughter.
The first time this Jedi Master, the son of Vader, picks up a lightsaber for the first time, he points it right into his fucking eyes. Looks right into it. What is this? Okay. That's my point. My point is he's Luke motherfucking Jedi Master Skywalker. And he looked into right into, it's like pointing a gun right at your fucking face. Mm-hmm. He looked right into a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben Kenobi's over there saying, hey, this is your father's weapon. He killed 30 younglings with this.
Let me getcha.
And then I cut his fucking arms and legs off, but I'm not going to tell you about that night. No. Going to have a drink a pint and then tell you about it. Luke motherfucking Skywalker pointed in his face. And this Finn, this stormtrooper, decides he can take on some dude's got some force.
But he was injured, so that made it okay.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo was injured, so it kind of made it sort of believable.
I told you to shut the fuck up.
My only criticism of the whole movie is her mouth and the English jaw thing.
Oh, I love it. When you bring your upper lip up and then say, I fixed the Falcon, isn't that great?
Just bugs me with like anything. So
I like
so Chewie.
She's Keira Knightley, Keira Knightley again. Chewie,
Mike, you're coming back in again.
Oh, wait. Sorry.
So Chewbacca obviously was upset. He just saw his fucking partner in crime, his ride till you die partner, who ended up dying, so he had to find a new ride to die partner. And he was pissed. He's like, oh, shit. And he shot the guy. I mean, he shot him. It's like, oh, you fucker. I shot you. Here's a little blast. I got your ass, motherfucker. Yeah, you're still alive because I wanted you to be alive. I'm going to come back and finish the job later. I'm going to fuck you, too. I'll fuck you. I'm going to shoot you first. Awesome. Fuck you. I'm going to shoot you again afterwards, too.
That's sick.
Yep. That's what Chewbacca, that's what Wookiees do.
That's real.
That's what Wookiees do. They fuck and shoot.
Isn't that a necrophiliac?
That's what Wookiees do. They don't care. They don't believe in
dead
shit.
People. You shoot them.
They're not people.
You have sex with them.
They're fucking Wookiees.
And you shoot them again.
They're fucking Wookiees, man. They don't care. They're animals.
Were they not dead the first time?
Guy shits in the woods.
Were they just suffering while you were having sex with them?
He's covered in hair.
Then you shoot him.
It's covered in hair.
Why are you screaming Wookiee tones?
Apparently Indiana Jones discovers him somewhere sometime. Millennium Falcon.
I can't
some
do Wookiee.
Random story Mike was telling me about. Some bullshit fucking story between Indiana Jones and Han Solo.
Actually in the comic books, there was a crossover Indiana Jones and Star Wars crossover.
Save that for some other bullshit podcast, dude.
Get off
this
my
is
podcast.
Real podcast. So I didn't care for that. I think Princess Leia should have died.
I didn't.
But then it wouldn't have given a purpose for Han Solo to be in the movie itself if he was just there, just to be there. I understand why he needed to go.
Like Princess Leia like was hugging Rey a lot. Like it made me wonder what was going on with that relationship to the point where she's hugging Rey and Chewbacca walks right past her and she doesn't do anything. I thought that was strange.
Because he just fucked both of them. He fucked the shit out of both of them like 20 minutes earlier.
He's the man, so he's like,
he's
I don't
not
talk
a man,
to
he's
you.
A Wookiee. And he gave it to
I don't
a Wookiee
even
style.
Talk to you.
He unsheathed his
There was an unsheathing.
I imagine Wookiees with like
there's been an unsheathing.
Small penises.
Have you felt it?
I imagine a Wookiee with
there's been an unsheathing.
That's why that noise is so sad. It sounded like his penis were larger. That's the sound of a small dick man.
Hey. Did you just say Chewie has a small dick? That's
yes,
bullshit.
Yes, I did over and over. Thanks for listening.
Poor Chewie.
I've been ostracized to the corner of the podcast. I haven't heard what's going on.
He's been a Wookiee. He's a fucking Wookiee, man. Can't help it.
Star Wars. So there's the Force Awakens.
You know, it was okay. It had some moments. It had some things that I was just like, okay. It was slow as fuck.
Ooh, things were felt boring. It was slow, huh?
Things were boring.
It, like, went by fast.
Not till Han got to
it. Such a different experience.
There was not much going on, really. Huh?
The introduction of Han and Chewie. Did you like that? How they did that? Were you fooled?
That
did
was
you think it was
real?
Did you realize it was going to be Han and Chewie coming through the door, the Falcon? Like,
yeah, of course.
Boarding the Falcon.
Who the hell else would it be?
It was gonna be Imperial people.
Nope.
First Order people.
Stormtroopers are coming through.
No. What do you think of Seth Green's stunt double, who's Kylo Ren's like side cohort evil guy?
Oh yeah. That guy's from Harry Potter or something.
It's like Dr. Evil.
He was a little over the top. Like he was a little too German. Like, I know the Empire and now the First Order is basically a playoff of the Nazis, but like it was like a little too dead on when he had his speech before they shot the Starkiller base for the had their. It was just like, all right, this is just a little too. A little too dead on here.
Well.
German. Like.
Well.
We are going to get them, kill them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was a little.
Powerful people make powerful decisions and have powerful things, messages sent in powerful movies. Powerful people.
To make them feel powerful.
Anything else you want to cover in The Force Awakens? All mine is on Get
Luke
Off My Podcast.
Luke Skywalker pointed the fucking lightsaber in his face. I want to know the story of the little bitch that had the Rey? Lightsaber.
What?
The little bitch that was keeping lightsaber.
Oh,
the old woman.
Yeah.
That looks like
I want to know her story.
Kaz Ventanovan.
That broad has seen some
shit. She was
shit.
Cool. She was cool.
She's seen really some cool. shit. She's done some
really
shit.
Cool character. Oh yeah.
Sophia
and
Golden
Girl. I want to know
I like that Wookiee.
I
like that Wookiee. She knows what Wookiees are all about. Yeah. She doesn't think Wookiees have small penises.
No. She's fine with it. If she does, she's fine with it.
She's small, so any penis.
Yeah, she's like, that's cool. She doesn't mind that they have a small penis. So we've determined that Wookiees have a small penis, and Bell's is kind of meh on Force Awakens. Becky liked it.
I liked it,
but I definitely had it. I definitely think that J.J. Abrams and Lawrence Kasdan played it safe. They played it very safe. It was basically an homage to what George Lucas has done. It was a almost borderline reboot, kind of like what you're saying, Bill. It was almost,
of course, it was.
Almost a new reboot. It was.
I agree. It was very like to the old standard.
Yeah, but it was great. I can't imagine it being much better. They didn't.
Yeah.
You know, they choked up on the bat.
They can do their own style more the next one and then the third one.
But yeah, but see, J.J. Abrams is already bitter because he didn't really sign on for 8 and 9. And so they found different people. And now he's like, shit, I should have signed on for 8.
Oh, he's not doing them?
No, that was his only one.
What?
He's going to be fucking. That was his only one. And Kasdan, too. It was like, they're moving on now. Like, they're going to.
Then that's the deal. They're
going to
use different directors.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be. No, but like, actually, 8 and 9 are the same guy, same director. 8 is going to be the director's writing and directing it. And then 9 is there's going to be a different writer.
Who is this guy they're trusting to write and direct it?
Same writer.
Who is this?
He's a dude that.
Who is this?
I forget. Anyway, if you haven't noticed, the music's been playing. It's time for Fonzie. Spike Lee. Fuck that shit. It's time for Fonzie. I want to give a Fonzie A to Hills Bills, one of our consistently listeners over this past year.
Consistently sexy.
Consistently
sexy.
Dan and Mandy from Furnacast.
Yeah, Dan and Mandy. I listen to you guys like every once in a while.
I never listen to you guys.
Bells doesn't listen to anything, so don't be offended. About wheelbarrow full of dicks. Our network of podcasts, Flowing with Famous about Fresno, Get Off My Podcast about Harrison Ford, and the
basically, Perfect Pour about basically beer. We're the gateway about podcast. Indie beer.
Get up off yep. that podcast.
We're this the gateway the mothership. Drug. We're the gateway drug.
This is the mothership
to the other podcasts.
Thank you guys for this past year of ours for supporting us. And we're going to be back. So we're going to start throwing our weight around in 2016. We're going to be like, this is how it's been done in the past. Since podcasts began, we've been doing it. And this is how it's done. And you recognize it. I don't care if your name is John Lee Dumas. I don't care if you just started podcasting. You have to come through us to be approved. Otherwise, you're not a podcast. I'm putting it out there. You have to have our approval. Otherwise, is that right? You're not a podcast.
Somehow, our seal.
You have to ask us for a seal approval.
So you're asking, you want to create like a union.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like the union. We're the Teamsters of podcasting. We'll bust your kneecaps unless you sign on and pay us a monthly fee.
Where's my baseball bat?
Make it legal.
That's yep. Is it illegal?
Because we're supporting you.
The blockade is illegal. Phantom Menace reference. Any Fonzie, hey, you want to give out Fonzie, hey, the labor laws. We're having dueling Star Wars music now. Blah, blah.
Fonzie, the marker.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. DorktownPodcast.com is the website to find all the things. Go review us. Go watch. Read the blog. Email us. We don't care. 559-492-0542. Yay, podcasting.
Yay, podcasting.
Yay, life. Yay, Star Wars.
Yay, guys.
Yay, guys.
And they're all crack smashed.
I think something snapped back in my face, too.
Hush and laugh.
Oh.
I want another beer. God,
how can you hate that so much
that you just have to be like,
it's terrible to me. Yuck.
There's a goose. You want a goose?